we try to create a space where people can authentically bring their perspectives and their world to the community. So, you know, we're grassroots, and that's like what's really unique about us. I mean, we're nonprofit, we're non-corporate, and we try to be revolutionary. So we don't always do a great job, but we try our best. And, you know, like the program that I'm on, Prison Pipeline, is a great program for, you know, really trying to get in to like represent the voices of incarcerated people. And, you know, I think that's what's great about KBOO. I mean, if you go to any of the corporate stations, you're going to hear about, you know, criminals and all the terrible things criminals are doing. But if you come to KBOO, you're going to hear about restorative justice, and you're going to hear about, you know, white supremacy, and you're going to hear about the things that are happening that, like, you know, keep people incarcerated. You're going to hear about the prison, the school to prison pipeline, and the ways in which, like, the war on drugs and, you know, the police state, like, help to create conditions that create incarceration. And so we have a completely different framework. We have a different analysis, and it's really important. I mean, the space that we hold in Portland is so important. We're like part of a whole community across this occupied land that, like, is resisting, and we're resisting in very powerful ways, and KBOO is part of that voice.
Thank you.
Emma, what's your expertise or experience working with nonprofit board of directors, advisory boards, working committees, and what leadership roles have you had, and what do you think of as your leadership style?
Well, I mean, again, I've served on the board here at KBOO. I also served on the board when I lived in the South. I was on the board of the Nashville Peace and Justice Center, which was a coalition of about 30 faith and peace groups. Also served on the board of Peace Action in Nashville, and I've also served on the state coordinating committee for the Pacific Green Party. So I don't really like the word leadership, because, like, to me, the word leadership is like it connotes that there's leaders and there's followers. So I really prefer cooperation. So, like, on the Pacific Green Party board, where I've served and I'm serving right now, we call ourselves co-directors, and so everybody is equal. And I think that, you know, KBOO really is rooted in ideas of consensus. I mean, the board isn't necessarily rooted in consensus. The board is actually a little bit hierarchical, which can be really problematic sometimes, like I think it is right now. But really, what we want is we want consensus. And we don't just want consensus. We want to lift up marginalized voices. So this idea that we have about what we think leadership means, we need to flip that upside down. That's what leadership is.
Thank you.
One of the roles of the board of directors, Emma, is to hire and manage the station manager. What experience do you have doing this?
I sat on the committee to hire a news director once. I've also sat on committees with other nonprofits that I've served on to do hiring. So I'm familiar with the process. It's quite exhaustive. It needs to follow broad equity guidelines. So that's like the first thing that we really need to do if we're looking for a station manager, is follow broad equity guidelines. And we need to look for people who really, like, have a tradition in the kind of community that we are right now. Because the kind of community that we are right now is different. We're not just a business. We're a community. We're also a center for organizing. Whether it says that in our bylaws or whether it says that anywhere in the world, everybody who comes to KBOO knows you go to KBOO if you want to get something done. You know, you come here if you want to do organizing with a whole bunch of different groups. Now, it may be problematic sometimes coming to KBOO. This isn't always the most welcoming space, but we still know this is where you come. One of the places you come in Portland if you really want to get some organizing done. So we need someone who understands the different kinds of roles that KBOO plays in the community. It's not just a business. It's also a community resource.
So with that in mind, Emma, what do you think are some important qualifications for the KBOO station manager?
In addition to understanding that role, the station manager needs to be fiscally responsible. The station manager needs to really, like, have an investment in some of our principles of beloved community. The station manager, it's a tricky role. It's a tricky role, but I mean, I think we've had a string of station managers who have done good jobs, or maybe, you know, at least pretty good jobs. I mean, I think Monica Beamer did a good job. I personally was a big fan of Delphine. I really did. I mean, Delphine really pushed Beloved Community. I really liked her work. You know, I think that a station manager needs to also be able to juggle the internal politics of what's going on with their staff, with her staff, or his, whatever. Or their non-binary person staff. So there's a lot to it. It's a complicated role. And the other thing is we need to ask not just what does the station manager need to do, but we also need to ask what do we need to do to support the station manager? And that's what the board is there for. We need to be there to support the station manager.
Thank you.
Thanks. Fundraising and financial oversight. Do you want to talk a little bit more about your experience planning, reviewing operating budgets, financial statements?
Oh, my goodness.
Come on, it'll be fun.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I've sat through so many finance committee meetings. So, you know, first of all, let's be real, okay? One of the things that I love that McRae, our finance director, has done is she really brought in the real value of all of the volunteer work that goes into KBOO. Okay, so we need to really acknowledge that. A lot of what happens at KBOO is unpaid labor. And that's like an important part of it. But we got to pay the lights, we got to pay the electricity, we got to pay staff, you know? And so we got to raise money. We got to always be asking for money, we got to be looking for money. It's awful, you know? But we live in a capitalist economy. That's the kind of world we live in. So we have to be looking for money. We got to be trying to get those grants. We got to be compliant with CPB if we want to get a CPB grant. You know, we got to look where we can. But we also have to really present a good face to the community. I mean, we can't just be fighting. You know, we have to like be united. We have to be united because we're not against each other. You know, there's a whole world out there against us, and we don't need to be against each other.
Right. Let me double up on that question. The KBOO board has pledged to raise $12,000 this year through its own fundraising. Do you have any, how would you participate in that?
I'll participate. I'll take 1/12 of that. I mean, as a responsibility, I'll try to fundraise that.
Thank you.
Okay, so moving on to something related to fundraising, recent statistics show that KBOO's listenership is declining. As a board member, how will you address this?
Well, okay, so our listenership is declining. I'm not sure how much. I mean, we need to like figure out exactly how much, because it's like from where I sit, KBOO is pretty healthy. I mean, we're in a pretty healthy place, but we could look at, you know, I think we need to talk with people who are serving on our staff and say, how can we, I mean, I know this conversation's already happening. This is already an ongoing conversation, but we need to reach out online. We need to look at podcasting, obviously. But we also need to look at our programming and see if there's any spaces in our programming where we're missing. Like, is there something that we're missing? Like, and I know this conversation has happened before. I don't know the ins and outs of it. I don't quite understand it. I watch free speech TV. I listen to a lot of other stations around the country. A lot of other stations carry, like, for instance, they carry Tom Hartman. Now, I don't understand the politics of why we don't do that. But, I mean, I would be curious about it, because Tom is right here in Portland, and Tom is a progressive. And, you know, represents a constituency that has a really broad demographic that's definitely worth looking at. I mean, I think that we need to be creative in our programming. We need to really think about how we're getting the message out. And we need to look at where maybe we're missing, you know, listeners that we might otherwise reach.
Great. This is sort of a tough question. KBOO has been a media outlet for communities of color and other marginalized communities, but has not yet attained equity and inclusion within itself. How would you like to see a board address white supremacy and sexism in our programming, our outreach, training, hires, other activities?
No, that is a great question. It's a vital, vital question. I remember sitting in here, Celeste, learning from you, unpacking what the song Brown Sugar was all about.
Thank you.
From the Rolling
Stones. I remember that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Thank you. And it's like, I mean, we live in, I mean, when you look at the legacy of this country, I mean, we white people carry the legacy of colonialism in our behavior. I mean, we learned it from the people before us, and we reproduce it. And it comes all through our station. I mean, I would love it if, you know, I'd be very happy if the whole station was run by people of color. I'd be like, go for it. You know, we need to work towards that. We need to work towards an equitable, inclusive radio station that really, you know, takes the narrative of white supremacy and flips it upside down so that we really understand what's going on in this country. Because, I mean, we're the agents of change. We're the place where we have the privilege to say we're going to stop this. We're going to stop this in our behavior, and we're going to stop it at our institution, and we're going to, you know, really try to push a different path.
So what would you recommend to assist KBOO to become equitable and inclusive?
Well, I mean, hiring people. Well, for one thing, not firing like every woman of color who comes to work at the station would be a good starter. How about that? Let's start with that.
Okay. So could you talk a little bit more of what you've done in your own life to address these issues?
I mean, it's an ongoing conversation. I mean, what have I done personally? I mean, I've attended trainings, I've done writing, I've talked to people, I try to work on it. Have I done anything radical to really change the narrative in my own life? I don't know. I mean, I feel confused about this question because, I mean, I feel like I'm white passing, but I'm also Latinx, and I don't really feel like I benefit that much from white culture personally. But I mean, I know I do. I know that I still get some of those privileges, but I don't feel like it. I really honestly don't feel like it in my personal life. I mean, I don't feel like I've gotten like huge advantages. I mean, I really feel like I'm following a narrative of like someone who is a mixed race.
Thank you.
Sorry.
No, that's good.
No, that's the answer. Emma, the KBOO board members are expected to spend a minimum of 12 to 15 hours on KBOO board service. How do you understand your role as a board member in relation to the three main duties of duty of care, duty of loyalty, and duty of obedience?
Yeah, I mean, 12 to 15 hours is totally doable. That's like 3 or 4 hours a week. Following the bylaws, there is one bylaw that I'm really have problems with KBOO, and that's that I feel like we've set up our structure so that the president has way too much power. That's the only bylaw I really have a problem with, and I've brought it up before. But besides that one bylaw, which I would really like to change if we possibly can, and I understand why it's been set up that way. But besides that, I definitely think that these are it's a good question, and I mean, I think that we need to try to follow our bylaws, and the bylaws really are there to help empower the station. I mean, that's why right now we're going through, we have a little bit of a struggle going on right now, and we have to use our bylaws as a tool to kind of like restore KBOO, and they're there like for those times when that happens. That's what they're there for. Anyways, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Emma. Mm-hmm.
So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a KBOO News special where we're interviewing all the candidates for our upcoming Board of Directors elections. If you want to dig into any of the candidates' statements any more deeply or learn more about this upcoming election, you can do that at kboo.fm/meeting2019. And Celeste or Eugene, do you want to introduce the next candidate?
I will, but let me, before we do, I've been trying to remind everybody who's listening and following with their ballots the candidate numbers. So Emma Lugo was candidate number 5 on your ballot. And with that, good afternoon. Ruba Leach. Did I get to say your last name right?
Yep.
Good. You are in the hot seat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's not that hot.
No, it's going to be warm and cozy.
Yeah, it's just new.
So I'm going to start you off with a question. Have you attended volunteer orientation?
Yep.
That's good. See, you're on a roll. Mm-hmm. What roles have you performed at KBOO Radio?
So I have been... I volunteered. I did my orientation. I did a phone fundraise, like the phone drives. I took the training and the board op, and I'm on the board right now. And
on the board of directors.
Yes, with all of the fun that is.
Yes.
So
from your experience, what's your understanding of the mission and the vision and the history and all that stuff of KBOO Radio?
So I'm going to kind of echo a lot of what Emma said before me. Because for me personally, KBOO was a very unique, is a very unique thing to have. When I first came to the U.S., I'm as a Palestinian living living in Jerusalem, then coming to Portland, I called Portland the bubble within the bubble. And I would get out of my house and feel like nobody knew I existed. And I will forever be grateful for KABU because it was on that radio station I heard a story about a village in the West Bank called Nabi Saleh. And I'm like, am I listening to the right show? Because like this is an unknown village in an unknown place. And yeah, I've been a member ever since. Democracy Now! Is not broadcasted still now. It's not a mainstream thing, but it's, and it's one of the only news outlets that talk about Palestinians. So, and KABU hosts that, so.
Thank you.
Rupa, what is your experience or your expertise working on or with nonprofit boards of directors?
So I'm going to say this and it's going to echo in my next questions.
Okay.
This is my first experience. Being on KABU board of directors is the first experience I ever had in being on any board of any sort. And that has a lot to do with my background being a Palestinian from Jerusalem until 7 years ago. So this experience has been intense. It opened up traumas as well as it forced me to face a lot of challenges and work on them. It's been honestly powerful. It showed me, it really truly is a community radio because with all of the current stuff that we are going through, we're dealing with this as a community. I'd rather take my anger with you than go behind the scenes and just plot something way we're dealing with this out in the open together, kind of like a family, a community should do things. So my experience is as a teacher, and it's a living under occupation. I was a principal for one of the years that I was teaching. I was in charge of everything from choosing curriculum to choosing budgets. I worked and do work, like it's what I believe in is we're all human, we're all worthy of support, and that's what I advocate for, and that's what I did.
You mentioned some of your leadership roles. What is your leadership style?
Well, I'm a teacher, so I tend to listen based on the individual standing in front of me. I don't tend to generalize, and I tend to, like there's two sides to every story and there's a teachable moment in everything. I mediate when I can, and I put my foot down when needed, and that's usually just to advocate if possible.
Good. One of the things that is the responsibility of the board of directors is to hire and manage the station manager. Do you have any kind of experience doing this kind of thing?
Echoing the second question, no. I was never in a position that I had power in, like ever.
Fair enough. Okay. So the second part of the question, though, is you've been on the board. What do you think are important qualifications for KABU station manager?
My answer to that would be based on my experience with everything else. So what I think a manager should be is kind of like what I think our presidents also should be. They should be fair. They should have a lot of knowledge, but they should have a lot of humility, and they should have the power to listen, which is a power I'm working on. I would love for a person who manages me personally or manages anything to be fair, to be equitable, to be understanding that to my marginalized communities, the trauma that we all come from different, and to be able to listen to criticism, to be able to listen to his, to their peers, to treat like, to get feedback and not, yeah.
Hey, thank you.
Board of Directors does fundraising and financial oversight for the agency. And I feel bad asking you this because I know you've echoed it already. But what is your experience planning and revising operating budgets and financial statements?
Well, I do have a little bit of experience in that from my principal teaching, not from board. Okay. Like, this board is teaching me. We're again, if people who are tuned and they know that this current year has not been the best example of how KBOO can be a teaching board and a community board and a community station and all of that. But my experience would be I'm a very well organized person. I know how to budget on a very low budget. In Arabic, we have a saying, "Ala adil hafak mid ijrek," which is like, however long is your blanket, you can fit in it, you know? I know how to budget, I know how to plan forward, I know how to bargain, get the best price for stuff. I did fundraising one time, this now counts. In July was my first time hosting a fundraiser for a friend, so.
Okay, so how would you use this knowledge you have to help the KBOO board raise the $12,000 that they've pledged to do this coming year?
Oh, I give my heart to the things that I believe in. So if I can't support it by money, I will, whatever resources I have, I'll post it on social media, I'll host a fundraiser, I'll take any recommendation from anybody who wants to give me advice on what I can do to get that money.
Thank you.
Thank you. As a listener to KBOO, this will be right down your alley here. So recent statistics are telling us that KBOO listenership is declining. As a board member, how would you address that?
Well, being on the board this year, I feel like one of the things we need is more communication, a clearer path of communication, and a little bit of more space for like good energy and good intention, like to have that space open. We need to heal. I kept hearing that, and that needs to be addressed. We need to heal there if that happened with the Black community. My first board meeting still rings like so, it's so sore in my throat because I was part of firing Rachel. Regardless of how that, this was the first day, the first experience on the first board I was ever in was to be involved in firing of a person of color, regardless of who stands with what. Yeah. It's, and so what I would would address it by, so there's this activist that I listen to on Democracy Now! Her name is Frances Crow. She passed away last week. She was 100 years old. And Amy Goodman shared one part, which is probably what I can say best about what I would do to address the issue. What she did is she just put a tower station in her backyard when the state didn't want to do that for her. Like, I would do reach out for my community. I would ask what's wrong and then try and fix it.
Thank you. And to cool the hot seat down a little bit here for you, this is a chance to add in some of what you've just said. KBOO has been a media outlet for communities of color, marginalized communities, but has not quite yet attained equity and inclusion here, right, within ourselves. How would the board address white supremacy, sexism in our programming, outreach, training, hiring, other activities?
One of the things I really think needs to happen is if we want to be really supportive and accepting of people like me, people who are coming from marginalized communities, and FYI, we're all a nation, and the whole world is in trauma, and nobody doesn't have trauma. I would advocate for having a minimum number of board members guaranteed to be from marginalized communities. Like, I would, and try to include all marginalized communities if possible. As an organization, I think we need to do more support for our workers. We need to have bylaws or something that provides the board like an orientation for where a union representative is there, where we new members, if I need this to be a learning board. That's the board that accepted me. And for that to happen, we need stronger orientation and stronger like standards to when you go on the board and have the support when you're new. That would be part of what I would do.
Thank you.
That's good. So you've been on the board. You've had that much fun already. And they say that the minimum number of hours you need to put in a month is 12 to 15. I'm sure you're familiar with that. How do you understand your role as a board member in relation to the, you know, the duty of care, the duty to, you know, actively participate in board meetings, be prepared for board meetings, things like that?
I've attended almost every board meeting since I started. I don't know if I've missed one. I've been trying to remember. I don't think I've missed one.
I don't think you missed one.
And I'm yet to sign up for the next drive, but I will sign up for that. I've been, part of my trauma is having a hard time replying to emails, but I read all of them and I discuss them, and I spend a lot of time and energy, like, just for cable. I believe in it, so.
That 15 hours goes quickly, right?
Yeah, it's kind of a full, it truly is a working board. Like, yeah. It truly is a working board. You have to be committed. And I would say, please, for the members, like, for a better board, we need support. We need you to be involved, and we need to support our station manager. And we can't wait until, like, something traumatic happened for all of the anger to be there. Please be angry, but then in other times, can you come and like have a party with us?
Like, that's a fair request.
Like on the flip side, can we just even things out?
Yeah, that sounds really good. Ruba, thank you so much for talking to us today. We've been talking to Ruba Leach. She
thank
is
you.
Candidate number 3 and now approaching the bandstand.
All right, we're ready for our next candidate.
And you are listening to your Community Connection, KBOO Portland. Here in the city, it's 90.7 in the metro area. Corvallis and Albany, it is 104.3. I almost said it
I'm
backwards.
I'm glad you're doing this part.
And if you're along the Columbia River Gorge, it is 91.9. Thank you all. We've got now candidate number 7, Cat Meow Garcia. Welcome.
Did you say the other candidate that just, Ruba's number?
Yeah, Ruba Leach, number
yes.
3.
Okay. Yes, Jean did it.
Good. Thank you.
I knew that's what threw you off, okay? That's okay.
Hi, thanks
I'm
for
glad
having
you're
me.
Paying attention. That's good.
We like to just move things around all over here. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, welcome and welcome. Have you attended volunteer orientation?
Yes, I have. I have done a volunteer orientation. I've done the FCC training, the board op training, and then drive training, because you have to learn how to answer the phones, and also have done the management of the drive too, so I can do either one, and then pitch training, but I know that's changing soon, so I'll have to go to a new one of those.
Along with those, what other roles have you performed here at KBOO?
Before I joined the board, which we'll talk about later, I helped a lot with development and reaching out to major donors, getting prizes and donations of food, and just doing a lot of thanking major donors. I also worked for membership, doing everything from data entry to packing up hoodies and sending them away, and printing things and all kinds of organization of files and gifts as well. I've also participate in drives and pitching events like the Blues Festival I got to do this year, which was so much fun. And then did a lot with the 50th anniversary planning and the parties and things that surrounded that. Let's see what else. Also do occasional promos because I love to listen to myself on here. And I do a lot of subbing for shows when I'm needed. And I try to do as much cross promotional as I can because I'm involved in a lot of other organizations around town. And I've done made thank you cards for some of our major donors too.
Well, that explains your personal experience with the mission, vision, history, and operation at KBOO. So just a little bit about your understanding of those.
My understanding of the mission is that we're a community radio station, meaning that we are reaching out to folks who don't usually get a voice in mainstream media, so marginalized communities, and allowing a space for those folks to tell their stories and to do really cool stuff like report news and all that. And it's important to be local, and it's important to be inclusive of people from all walks of life. And our history kind of speaks to this activist, lefty radicalness. So, yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. You want to talk a little bit more about your experience working on nonprofit boards of directors and committees and things like that?
So the first board that I joined is the National Association of Media Education. I am currently working at Open Signal, which is another media, independent media place and a nonprofit. So that was not as working of a board as this one, but I did get to weigh in on financial decisions and our strategic plans for the future of that organization. And I also am a core member of the VOCA Healing Circle, which is a camp for survivors of sexual assault, youth survivors. So that's given me a lot of training with regards to like cultural understanding and trauma-informed care. And then I did serve on the community advisory board for KBOO for a while. There's free food. You should join it. So that was really great because I was basically being asked by the program director about my intersecting marginalizations and how KBOO could help foster a space that was listening to people like me. So there's that.
And you